Sir, how many times do I have to tell you? You cannot handle my strongest potions. They could kill a dragon, let alone a man. Can I interest you in any of my others? No? Well, you're going to have to find another potion seller with weaker potions, then. Thank you for stopping by. Poor knight. I hope he does well in whatever battle he's going into. Well, looks like that's the last customer before closing time. I think I can finish up the sleeping potion before my dear little adventurer comes back. Oh, Juniper, there you are. Who's a good little kitty? You're here because you want to help me brew a potion, right? Follow me, then. Looks like it's almost done. I've just got to add a few more ingredients. Oh, Juniper, could you please fetch me some lavender and valerian sprigs? Thank you, dear. Now I'll just grind this up. There we go. The next ingredients are some passion flower petals, a sprinkle of chamomile, and a few drops of honey. Alright, I'll give that a good stir. Perfect. Now I'll just grab my wand and do the last step. The blissful rest from life's unease, the timeless cure of maladies. Infuse into this potion now, the secret to vitality. Ah, beautiful. A few drops of this will have you sleeping in no time. I'll just pour this into a vial and... there. One sleeping potion ready to go. I'll just put this out front with the others. Looks like today's mission must be taking a while. I hope everything's going okay. Oh, you're back! Oh, darling, look at you. No, stop trying to hide it. You're hurt. Come here. Darling, what happened? I thought you promised me you wouldn't get hurt. You need to be more careful. I'm serious. Here, let me make you a healing balm. Follow me to the back. You've never been back here before, have you? Well, this is where all the magic happens. Alright. Just sit right here while I prepare this for you. Let's see. Juniper? There's my good little helper. Can you please get me some goldenrod, mandrake leaves, and feverfew leaves? Thank you. You've been such a helpful kitty today, haven't you? I'm gonna make your favorite meal tonight once this is done. I'm just going to grind this up. There. Now, would you be a dear and hand me my wand? Thank you. Finally, here comes the fun part. The antidote to worldly pains, the cooling kiss of blessed rains. Infuse this healing balm with life, so only strength and might remain. There you go. One healing balm, perfect for reckless adventurers who don't listen to their significant others when they tell them to be careful. How am I being mean to you? I'm the one who's healing you right now, might I remind you. Now, is it all right if I ask you to undress? Don't be silly. I just need to access your back and shoulder. Thank you, dear. I can tell you're in pain because of how much you winced just now. I'll just apply this balm to your wounds. I know, it stings a little, but you should be used to this by now. These claw marks on your shoulder. They're from a cobra, aren't they? You're lucky it wasn't a poisonous one. Not like the vibus that stung you on the foot that one time. I remember you came in waddling because of how swollen your leg was. All these creatures just really want a piece of you, don't they? Well, they're not going to have you, because you're all mine. Yes, that kiss was part of the healing. I'm the sorceress here, I should know. Looks like I've covered all of your wounds. But the healing balm isn't just for your body, you know. It works wonders for your mind as well. Here, let me just massage this into your hair. This will alleviate any tension and stress left from your latest trip. And judging from the state you're in right now, you definitely have a lot of it. If I had a gold coin for every time I've had to heal you, I'd have my own queendom by now. You know, sometimes I think you get hurt on purpose, just so you have an excuse for me to put my hands all over you. Well, I can think of a better way to get you undressed with my hands on you. But I digress. Do you feel less tense? Less worn out from the trip? Good. I want my little adventurer to be happy. I mean, you've helped me so much, and yet you still insist on getting yourself into danger just for me. I just don't know what to do with you except keep healing you and trying to convince you to stay out of harm's way. I think the healing balm should be fully absorbed by now. All I need to do now is recite one last incantation to activate it. Allow the life within this balm to mend your wounds and bring you calm, to strengthen body, mind, and heart, as precious as a holy song. Oh, look at you. You're so cute when you're all healed. You don't have to smile so widely. You might pull a face muscle and we'll have to start all over. Now, you know the best healing is sleep, so I want you to go upstairs and spend the night here while you recover. Here, I'll come with you. So, I just washed the sheets and I sprinkled some lavender oil on the pillow to help you relax. While I didn't plan for you to sleep here, I just happened to tidy up the guest room today. Just get in bed already. You're a wounded patient, and you need to lie down. There. Are you comfy? Oh, you're a bit cold? Well, I can fix that. Nothing like a cozy fireplace to help you sleep. Oh, and speaking of that, here. It's a sleeping potion I made. It'll help you have a long, deep sleep with the best dreams you could imagine. And I better be in some of those dreams. It tastes good, right? The mandrake leaves might be bitter, but the honey makes up for it. Also, since you should take sleeping potions with food, I brought you this. Yes, I remember what your favorite thing to get at the bakery is, so I got you a slice of spiced vanilla cream pie. Aw, you don't have to thank me. It's the least I can do. I mean, I don't have to worry about getting scratched by a cobra on the way to the bakery. Oh, wow. Either you are starving, or you really like cream pies. I can't believe you're done already. Well, I guess I'll leave you to your dreams. The potion should kick in after a few minutes. Oh, why do you want me to stay? You want me to join you? Oh, your face is so red. Do you have a fever? Oh, you're blushing. You're awfully affectionate tonight. What's gotten into you? It must be a side effect of the potion. Maybe the passion flower. Well, if it helps you rest, I guess it wouldn't hurt. Scoot over. This is nice. This is actually my first time doing anything like this. What? You look surprised. It's not like I need to do this to be a sorceress. You know, I think I'll have a lot of firsts with you. Just make sure you come back from your trips in one piece, alright? I can't bear being in my shop, always helpless and constantly worrying if I'll see you again. And when you're gone for so long, I miss you. I don't want to admit it, but I do. I know it's selfish of me to say this, since you're risking so much to get ingredients for me and help me run my shop, but I just wish I could spend more time with you. So we can do things like this. I apologize if I'm not the best at this. All I do is make potions and haggle with customers, after all. Maybe I could get better at cuddling if I practice with you a little more. I do wish we had more time together. It seems like I heal you and then you're already off on your next journey. Oh, you think I could come with you on your trips? Well, I suppose the combat spells I know would come in handy. You have no idea how many times I've wanted to use them on a customer when they ask to see the manager. And having me to fight monsters with you would definitely mean you would need less healing. And if you did need any, I would be there to give it to you. As long as I make all the potions in advance, I should be able to have someone run the shop for me. I actually think that could work. So, your next trip should be in 5 days, correct? Well, looks like I'll have to get ready too. Looks like that sleeping potion is getting to work. Sweet dreams, dear. I can't wait to be with you on your next adventure.